Back in 1965, a few weeks before Selma drew the nation's attention to the struggle for voting rights in the South, Jimmie Lee Jackson, a 26-year-old black man, was beaten and shot to death by white state troopers during a demonstration in nearby Marion, Alabama. His death was a catalyst for the Selma to Montgomery Voting Rights March, but for decades, the trooper who killed Jimmie Lee Jackson was not identified, and no charges were ever brought. Now, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says cases like Jackson's could be reopened as part of a federal push to investigate long unsolved crimes of the civil rights era.
To those individuals who committed these crimes and who have lived with their guilty consciences for these many years, our message should be clear. You have not gotten away with anything. We are still on your trail.
In recent years, federal officials have already worked with state and local prosecutors to win convictions in several prominent cases, starting with the shooting death of Mississippi NAACP Field Secretary Medgar Evers. Authorities also reopened the file on Emmett Till, the black teenager who was beaten and shot after whistling at a white woman in the Mississippi Delta. That case came to an end this past week when a grand jury failed to return an indictment. But for every Emmett Till and Medgar Evers, there are a dozen less well-known victims, people who were killed in what appeared to be racially motivated crimes that in some cases were never fully investigated. Take, for instance, Maddie Green, a domestic worker and mother of five. In 1960, a dynamite blast ripped through her home in Ringgold, Georgia. She was killed by falling debris. Maddie Green's daughter, Anna Ruth Montgomery, was 10 years old at the time.
Me and my sister was at my grandmother's house, and I don't remember anything except coming up the hill and the house blowed up, and the clothes all over the wires, and my daddy there with my mama. You know, I seen him holding her head in his hands. I don't know what happened, why it happened, or nothing.
The FBI and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation initially looked into the bombing, but it's not clear what the investigation concluded. Now, Maddie Green's name is on a list of about 100 cases the FBI says it will re-examine.
It doesn't matter whether the crimes occurred 30 or 40 years ago or yesterday. Hate crime is a hate crime, and if we can employ new tools, we're going to do so.
I spoke this past week with Mark Vukelich, chief of the FBI's Civil Rights Unit. He says agents will review the old files and look for new leads.
Then we take a look at, okay, what can we do? Who can we re-interview and overcome some barriers that might exist? Maybe somebody was scared to talk to law enforcement in the past, and how law enforcement is looked upon by this community where this crime occurred may be totally different 30 years later. Maybe those fears still exist, but maybe the story was passed down a generation or two, and maybe those new generations will be the introduction that we'll be able to use to be able to convince the party that is scared to overcome some of those fears.
Is there hope that in some of these cases you're going to have people who have wrestled with something for years, keeping something quiet? Maybe, you know, reaching the end of their lives, their conscience starts to speak to them and they think, okay, it's the right thing to do. I've got to speak out about this terrible injustice that I witnessed or that I took part in.
Maybe much more simple than that. Someone who saw something or someone who witnessed or participated, maybe not the crime itself, but may have just had that important little piece of information that we didn't know about before or was characterized in a different way, so that when we come back and do some re-interviews, maybe we'll be more successful this time.
In many cases, the FBI files are the only investigative records that exist. For decades, the agency was reluctant to share its information with state and local prosecutors. Sometimes it was for good reason, when the Ku Klux Klan had infiltrated local law enforcement, for example. But in recent years, there has been more cooperation. Now, the FBI is also working with civil rights groups like the NAACP and the Southern Poverty Law Center to help identify unsolved racial crimes. Southern Poverty Law Center President Richard Cohen welcomes the federal interest.
You worry that it's too little too late because so many of these cases are so old, but I think the reality is better late than never.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has compiled information on these cases over the years and recently handed over its files to the FBI. The list is called The Forgotten.
People wanted to forget about them. Sometimes when these people try to reopen these cases, people say, why do you want to dredge up all that bad stuff from the past? you know, let's move on. Let's do something else. I think it's kind of a failure of imagination. Someone got away with something, and people don't stop and think, you know, what can we do to right that wrong? Really, what's happened over time has been there's not always been a sustained political will to see that justice was done.
But when that political will doesn't come until 50 years later, can you really right a wrong? Can you really get justice?
Look, I think it's obvious that there are many of these cases, if not most of these cases, there'll never be justice that's been achieved. I know this past week there was a no bill returned in the Emmett Till case. If Mamie Till were alive today, she would say, so be it in Emmett's case, but we should continue to investigate the other cases that we can, because the sweet justice that we get in those few cases is going to have to serve as justice in the many cases in which there'll never be a prosecution or a conviction.
In some cases, family members have pressed for these investigations, but not all.
We don't like it one bit.
Back in Ringgold, Georgia, Maddie Green's daughter, Anna Ruth Montgomery, lives just down the street from the house where her mother was killed. She says her family never talked much about the bombing because it was so painful. She doesn't understand the renewed interest.
Why doing it? Who gonna gain from it? My father dead, my mother's parents are dead, and more than likely whoever done it is dead. You know, so we just say put it in God's hands. I mean, if they got evidence and can prove that somebody done it, then sure, we won't close you. But if they don't have any evidence or nothing, let it rest like it's been doing for the last 47 years.
Don't you, though, wonder who's responsible?
Sure, I wonder. You know, I wonder who done it. And I wouldn't mind knowing who done it, but it's not going to bring my mother back. I mean, it's been 47 years, you know. That don't give you a lot of hope.
Federal officials say they don't intend to give families false hope. They acknowledge many witnesses, potential suspects, even victims have died. Indeed, this past week, as the FBI announced it was reopening the civil rights cold cases, David Creed Rogers died. Rogers was one of two black men shot by a sniper in 1965 after being hired as sheriff's deputies in Washington Parish, Louisiana.